say, if talking about distance, you'd say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a
little piece, a pretty good piece.
Okay. And if you had been traveling and hadn't finished your journey, you'd say you still had a what to go?
A little piece to go, or a little farther to go.
Or talking about a several, maybe 60 miles or so.
We still got a long way to go.
Okay. And say if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say, no. What a one. No.
No. I didn't catch any.
Did you ever hear nary? No nary?
Oh, they use it. Some people around here use it. I didn't catch nary one.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that yourself?
No, I haven't.
And to say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you might say we'll have to do it, or you might turn to me and say
we've got to do it.
Or not using the word we, you say.
I don't know.
Well,
the both of us, the mm-hmm. two of us.
Well, using the word you, or would you say me and you, or you?
Yeah. Me and you, I wouldn't say you and I.
Uh-huh.
I say me and you had to go do so and so.
What if you're talking about some man that was sitting here, you'd say him, referring to him, you'd say, did you say him and me?
No, or? I would say you and me. If I was going to say a particular man, I would say me and him.
Okay. And say if someone knocked at the door, and if you knocked at the door and they recognized your voice and they asked who it was, you'd say it's
me.
Okay. And say if you were talking about a woman, you'd say it's
her.
Okay. And a man, you'd say it's
him.
And two people,
it's them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say
he's not as tall as I am.
Or I'm not as tall
as he is.
And you'd say he can do that better
than me.
And you say if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's.
Do what now?
If something belongs to me, then you'd say it's.
It's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them,
theirs.
And to him,
his.
To her,
hers.
And say if a group of people had come to see you and they were fixing to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come.
I hope they come back. Y'all come back.
Okay. Would you ever use that word, y'all? Talking just to one person, or?
Yeah. Lots of time I catch myself saying, y'all come back, and won't be but one person.
Well, but you don't.
Y'all come.
Uh-huh. Do you normally think of y'all as being?
Yeah, y'all is supposed to be one or more. I meant two or more.
Mm-hmm. Say if there was a group of people and they were fixing to leave and you were asking them about their coats, all of their coats, you know, you might ask, well,
where are y'all's coats?
Okay. And say if there was a party that you hadn't been able to go to, you wanted to know what people had gone, you'd ask, well,
who went?
Okay.
Who all went?
And say if there was a group of children that belonged to more than one family, you might ask about them, well, children are they? You'd say, well, who?